Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here from Tulsa. The Saudis go for a series victory today over the Drillers. We're catching up with Colina here from One Oak Field. And Colina, here we are again. A Sunday, a chance to win a series against a really good team that has the best record in AA baseball. This series has been great. Five great games. You got to be proud of the effort so far.
No doubt, man. You know, when you play the best team, you know, you don't know what to expect. So we need to play good baseball, pitching all the way around, execution. And, you know, so far, you know, the boys have been performing well.
Arocena starts today for a second time, and I thought he pitched maybe even better than his line showed in Tuesday's game. What does he need to do today, you think, to help the team win?
The staff is there. He's working with Gabby. He's making some adjustments in his mechanic. All he has to do is throw a strike, you know. I know his staff is electric, and he did a great job the first outing here Tuesday, and we expect the same for him today.
AOA continues to dominate it, showing everybody that he's not a one-hit wonder at Hodgetown, doing it here on the road as well. What do you think it is about his approach that even as people adjust to him, it really hasn't mattered?
It's just confidence, man. The way he walked through the play, the conviction, you know, the conversation he has with Ty Wright. This kid loves to work, and he translates whatever he does every day, his routine, translate that to the game. He just don't try to do too much, swinging good pitch, and he's driving the ball well, so I'm happy for him.
Obviously, players never want to come back to AA from AAA, but we got a couple guys that we've had for a lot of the season back, and Antonio Menendez and Danny Cerretti, and it seems like those guys have, you know, really blended right back into this clubhouse and worked hard this week, and it's good to have them back.
Happy, super happy to have him back. I know, you know, this game is crazy at times. Menendez wasn't pitching that much in AAA, and now he get opportunity to come here and help us. And it's already, you know, it's another switch hitter guy, you know, know how to hit. You know, he's a very good fit for us. And, you know, again, we expect them to compete and do the best and help us all the way to the end.
Seems like Carlos Rey is getting stronger as the season goes. I mean, his velo, to me, was up last night. You guys are loading him up with innings and giving him opportunities late in the game, but you've got to be so pleased with how he's thrown recently.
He's nasty, man. Yeah. Like, when he throws strikes, it's kind of like an effortless 95, 96. You know, it's smooth. His arm action is, like, his body's moving well. And, you know, I love that guy. He's competitive, and he's doing great. And I'm going to keep put him in the tough situation, you know, with lefties. And I want him to face the best hitter in the league a couple times here and see what he made of, yeah. You know. And he delivered, and he's been pitching well. So I'm happy for him.
This series, to me, has felt like a kind of a playoff series almost. Two good teams, two teams that right now, if the season ended, would be in the playoffs. But for a team that obviously really wants to win the second half down the stretch, this has to be a really good test to see where we are heading into the home stretch of the year, right?
No doubt. This is the first thing before we got here. I told the boys, it's like, let's see what we got. We need to start sending the message to everybody if we want to be in the championship, all right? We can face them in the final. Yeah. No doubt in my mind. They've been the most consistent team all season long. Then we need to figure out how we're going to beat them and send the message if we want to become a champion.
No doubt about it. Last one for you. I want to just ask about the staff, because it seems like you guys still are close and thriving here down the home stretch of the season. I mean, it's the dog days of summer. It's been hot all week. Seems like, though, staff morale has stayed up and everybody's really enjoying the season.
This is what it's all about, man. The season is so long, 138 games. It's a grind. It's hot, long hours on the bus. You know, we just stay together. We're trying to keep it loose and be happy all the way. And, like, I love my coaching and staff. They made the job easy for me. And, you know, we're just trying to keep the energy level up. So trying to send the message to the clubhouse so we can keep that chemistry together. So, you know, I love my coaches.
Coley, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.